You're going to find her going right to the heart of the Khazarian Empire. Well, couldn't everybody else have enough responsibility for themselves to not get sucked in? Who said anything about getting sucked in? Suckered, maybe. It is no place from over that veil in that other dimension to try to rectify your errors on the place. Because that puts it in the responsibility of the ones walking around in the human form. And you can see what happens. You get blasted out for it, and no one believes. But you have to see it, or you don't believe it. And some of you experience harder testing than others because you're nearer to the job at hand at the moment. It doesn't mean that by tomorrow you won't be there too, or instead. And that's what bothers your enemy. They must stop you before you get the information of civilization out there. Well, that sounds pretty magnificent. Will that take another 100 volumes, sir? Maybe. Slow learners. You may not have pencils. But the history of man in any given era is recorded. And I know that you ones didn't realize you bargained for that to do the recording. Some of you didn't. God provides. How far his provisions go is up to you. It's as simple as Gyandriana. That is life. Cellular life. And because you're so close to it, it has no magnificence to it. Dale and Paul have bred it out into its clarified form. It has less value in that form, but it's such a little neophyte. It can take on anything. And some ones, like Mr. Merkel, have caused it to take on the entire bank account. But it will eventually adjust and readjust until it fits your cellular structure. We couldn't wait for that. We couldn't wait for that evolvement. The more purified or simple form has its purpose. But you need to hurry along. So we had to pre-program it for you. These are the gifts of life unto man. I don't want to make it over exaggerated, because you can't comprehend that. But I am not going to be here and tell you it is nothing. It is the gift of life from God. And if you think it could not be established in your kitchen, then I'm disappointed. And why can't we just give it to everyone? Because even if you tried to give it to everyone, do you think they would take it? They'd think you're crazy. They already do. That would just be its proof. You're being entrusted with the gifts of the universe. And if you think you're not worthy of holding that trust, then you disappoint me. There's one thing to be modest and humble. There is another thing to think you are so unworthy as a creation of God that you cannot handle it. And most of you don't have to even confront that at this moment. You can grow. Some have had to confront it, step over that threshold, and know there is no going back, no matter how you try. There's no going back. There is never going back into not knowing that which you ever knew. You can completely wipe away the brain. The soul still knows. Even if it can no longer function in a consciousness. Ignorance is everything within God's laws. Refusal and turning against that which you know is not acceptable, and it will come back to eat you alive, and God won't have to do a thing about it. And you can live through your days, and you can betray and betray and betray, and you can excuse and excuse and excuse, and it won't make any difference. The truth is there. And indeed, there will come that day when you will be judged by the company you keep. Because with your all allowing, you have made your choice. It's wonderful to be kindly and gracious and giving to ones who are friendly. And it is divine not to judge, lest ye be judged. On the other hand, love is not unconditional, no matter how you wish to make it so. Because you don't understand what you're saying. Love is God, and therefore there are no conditions on God. He places every condition there is on you. And you can slide by being all to everyone, and I just love you dearly. But there will come the day you will make a commitment one way or the other. And you don't have to make it to me. If you're going to work with me, you're going to make it to me. And you're going to mean it, and you're going to live by that word. We will have no more of what we've had. Take our work and go destroy it. Those are lessons you need. And that's fine. But we're coming down to the real hard. I won't use the crude term you ones use, but you're running out of time. We cannot handle the distractions. You're going to have to, each of you, take up responsibilities. We have to diversify from the center. That became the center simply because it was here.
Thank you for the pause.
We have example after example after example right around us now of things that I am greatly, greatly thanked for my own children. I can't even let Dorma and Oberly go and visit John Schreffer. The word goes back. And he's distressed. And they come with their blaming. You have to use wisdom. Will you allow that brother to sit over there incarcerated, worse than hell? Because someone wants him under control. And now the word comes, well, we certainly don't want him out before January. No Thanksgiving, no holidays, no family, no Christmas. You must take these things within your heart and see what you think about them. That is your lesson. What do you think about them? And struggling back in the same silly fashion is not the way to accomplish this task. When he is ready, he must stand responsible, do you see? And he can do that if you just support him. Is he able to go out and remake the free energy systems of the world? No. He's working on 80 years. That does not mean he is not capable of dressing himself and living in a loving environment worthy of that which he gave. God bless the ancient Chinese and the ancient people who attended their elders. Not only has he been abandoned, but even his son and brother have basically abandoned him. So do you leave him in there? Do you go raid the place and sneak him out? No. You do what you're doing. You support him in a loving, gentle way and provide a place for him to come home to. And he and God will do the rest. It may have to jolly well be through the courts, but you have to give him the support to stand with him in that courtroom. He is an example. He is an exam for you. As a non-group of individuals taking responsibility for a brother in trouble. There, but for the grace of God, go you. He was not doing well. He had a small stroke. I am telling you now what is the matter with John. He does not have Alzheimer's disease. He was failing. He had a mild stroke. He fell. He hit his head. And I'm not going to allow the clearing of his thinking until he has a place to come. It would kill him in there to have full realization of what is going on against him. And all the while you live facing that, I suggest you quit giving unconditional love to the enemy. There are conditions for reward. And when you will destroy the life of another for a handful of gold, you are in error. Does that mean you may not enjoy the handful of gold when you get it? What in the world use is it to get it if you do not enjoy it? That is the abundance of God. Go use it for a worthy reason. If it's no more than to pass it around to test someone else. Be generous. Some other ones in here are going to have to face some other decisions. There are two of you in this room who are going to gain pretty greatly. If we ever get to court and win the case against Larry Mitchell. But before you get return, I'm going to make you choose whether you get nothing or you split it three ways with a third party that worked with you. Just because his name was not on the document does not matter a whit. And I hear you. Let him have two-thirds. That was not why we did it. You didn't know why you did it at the time. So I'm telling you now why you did it. It was necessary for now. And it's time to also be able to reward and respond and give return. And it's a good corporate reason to be able to place fun somewhere. And you're getting close. You just have to keep work on the lawyers. But maybe that's incentive also. Abundance is going to come. Most will never know it. Because everything that comes will be handled in total, total responsibility. But everyone has still some little fragments on the heart that need to be attended. On the intention that needs to be attended. And you don't go about anything with what's in it for me. I want it this way because I. Ego is spelled with one letter. I. You don't go down there to John and say, well, John, let's see. I will do this for you. You have to love this man enough to do it for God. I did not say for John. Because if you do it for God, you know God knows what you're doing. And you can flop and lie and pretend. And I always suggest that while you're learning to reach that true intent, you do pretend. Because at least you will be pretending in the right direction, and it may become a habit. You once pick up habits, you know, addiction, just like that. Maybe it'll become an addiction. Who knows? We'll be here all night if I don't stop this. Let's open the floor. Let's have some questions. Let's hear about the meeting. Come up here and tell me about the meeting. You are going to tell about the meeting. I was filling in while you went back and got some water.
Okay. Hello, everybody. We had a fantastic meeting in Las Vegas, as far as I'm concerned. Wonderful turnout by a lot of individuals from around the country came. We had 2 days with me primarily at the program, and then also Jack Miller came in and kind of shocked everybody and wowed everybody on Thursday. Looks like about at least 15 people from the program have come back due to Hashapi, which is great to see everybody back over here.
I'll get rid of them.
So the commander is going to be sure to chase you out, though. Right out of town, no. Overall, I was more than happy with the way everything came out. I was surprised at how everything went. Sandy just did a tremendous amount of work to pull things together for us. We had a crazy month prior to it. Jack did a great job helping us get things in place. Zita gave us a great hand getting people registered. Diane pitched in with that also, which was wonderful. The whole thing overall, I think everybody got a lot out of it, learned a lot more about corporations, some of the strategies. We spent a lot of time on corporate fundamentals, and we had a lot of good feedback too. We'll probably try to put another one together at least next year at this time, possibly in 6 months. We've had some requests for different types of information and more advanced type strategy information also. So we were just really happy with the way everything came together. The hotel took care of us for the most part. We had some problems first getting in, but after that we raised a little hell and we got everything in place. So everybody that didn't attend, and this isn't just because I put it on and helped put it together, but I think you really missed out.
Well, there were some that were very wise not to go because they were waiting to be served with the legal papers.
Yeah, and I realized that. We didn't see them hovering around anywhere, but they were probably out there just waiting for the right individuals, so it went well.
All right, you ones that have been saving up questions for me, let's have it. Well, I guess the meeting's over. Yes, please.
The last time I was here, you requested that we bring John Lear and William Cooper into your presence. And I've been working with these two gentlemen and giving them literature, and what's more important for them is to give a heart connection for their work and to bless them in that way. Do you still want them to come here personally or in some other manner to contact with you? And I'm also working with Dr. Sean Morton and another great light, Dr. Fred Bell. And I wonder if you have comments on those personalities and who they might be for your mission.
These ones are absolutely and solely restricted to the journey that you're making on your place. Don't mishear what I just said. I have nothing going with any of them. They are still in a massive state of denial. They are still trying to associate with a bunch of Pleiadians. Fred is probably more confused than the others that you've named. Ones get off onto a kick, for lack of better. They think they know what they're doing. And they take bits and pieces of information and they manufacture things, little pyramids, you know, to wear on your head. If the energy is not right under the pyramid, it's only going to make you look stupid. So we have to be careful. And these ones who are so involved within themselves have to come to their own recognition. So no, they don't need to get over here to see me. They could have picked up the phone and called. You hear me? Everyone is made that contact, and when they want to do something, I will make myself available. We have far, far too much to do. Now, one just called Rick and said that Bill Cooper had been killed. Where do we stand with the news running around about William Cooper?
He's lying.
Son of a gun. So you cannot believe everything you hear. Bill Cooper has more of the truth. I'm going to say this in honor of Bill Cooper. I disagree with 99% of the conclusions the man draws. Part of it is because he has fallen into the addiction process of human. He is not who he claimed to be. He had not experienced as things that I guess he thought would make him appear more an authority. I don't know when you're going to come to the point where credentials of an earth element mean everything. They don't mean anything. And conjured credentials are worse. Your enemy can prove them to not exist. Simple truth is sufficient. Now, why would I bother to honor William Cooper, who called my own scribe a slimy little puke? Because you ones have to confront what in the world we're talking about. I am not a cute little Pleiadian running around somewhere. I identify myself, I tell you who I am, and throughout the years that I have been here, I believe you will find I have never, ever fallen short. I had a mission to do. I had a scribe to begin on a road of hundreds of volumes of written material. You have to find the players, the workers. I hoped that William Cooper would blink his eyes open, open his brain, quit giving me born again Christian, and live the truth. But one still think it better to be right and first in all this BS going on, when if they opened their heart, they could have it all. You will find the true speakers and workers of God will back off, man. They don't want that target on their chest. Do you see? Are you willing to phase out of this existence, this expression, never to be known to mankind? Leave your legacy in privacy, your might in the collection box, with only God knowing. These are the things you ones have to confront. Who is Dorma, for goodness sakes? Even Sivapu Odyssey is a story by a pen named Darushka Mair. She had no way to know I was writing it. She never heard of me. Yet you'll find me in the book by name. So you have to come to the confrontation with self. I'm not interested in anybody else out there. She had to come to that confrontation with me personally. Do you believe or not? Did you do it or not? Do you want to be a big wheel and eventually run off the cliff or not? And that is so long ago that it has almost no meaning to this person. She is annoyed when ones want to discuss that and what they might do, etc., 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 about that story. What story? I don't want to be attached to anything. It is not good for me, Father, to be attached to anything. It would be nice to see my children. Be nice to hold my grandbaby. I didn't think I came here to make spelt, sprout it, or bake it, or anything else with it. Never heard of it. And now I've got to be in there with vinegar fermenting stuff all over my house. Don't like this, Father. And you can take my name off that, and that, too. Well, with her, you know, she may well get on her knees and say, forgive me, that I am so weak that I don't want to take the responsibility of this. Little Crow will say, you have to take some responsibility. And she'll say, oh, but you don't understand, Little Crow. Maybe grandfather treats you differently than I get treated. But, Little Crow, I'll tell you one thing, and this would be Doris. Yes, I remember the day that I finally said, you're on your own, whoever you are. You will be responsible. And I said, thank goodness, I thought we wouldn't get there. I don't need editors who change the word. I need willing hands, willing to write the word after you know who is doing the speaking. And this is something each of you has to confront. It's really great those first few times you see your name across there. Hot dog, look at that. Somebody's really going to bow and bend and look at that. I'm going to repeat. This is good corporate business. If you have an enemy and you have a choice and you get a big building and a big signboard across it, put his name on it. You should have learned that the last few days. Dorma would like for her name to be removed from the front of the book, from the inside of the book, from the end of the book, everywhere in the book. Which book? Every book. Will you please go back to the first one and just scratch it off? But sweetheart, you may make this transitional journey, and who will know? You. Who knows her anyway? How many in the room know her maiden name? And what difference does it make? Are you following around a little two-legged grandmother, or are you trying to get your journey right so we can make this transition? And yes, you are energy forms and you need labels. But it sure is a lot easier if your enemy has trouble finding you. And one of the best pieces of news that I could share with you is what came in from one source. Pronouncing evil upon the books and the paper because it comes out of Las Vegas and everything is evil in Las Vegas. That's as good a bunch of reasoning as you get. You must bring your energies into the overall. It is as the story of Sipapu. We also get Sipapu is evil. That comes from the pagan Indians. They believed they could just go back and forth. Guess what? You're just in the phases of remembering. What usually comes is, my God, I was there. I did that. How could all of you have done that? And yet it touches every one of you, doesn't it? Because you've done that. So today, you know, Tracy may come over here to see Mom and Dad and visit a little while. And my heart hurts for her a little bit because she's going to have to go away and make some decisions. Because nobody confronts me that doesn't come into knowing they have more to do. And nobody confronts me that doesn't say, I want to do more. I'm really not all that gung-ho with this wonderful life I've got. Does it mean, though, I've got to go be near those kooks? Probably. Probably, because those kooks have served me well. And they want their children home. Sometimes it takes a long, long time to grow up. and you ones make so many errors, so many blunders. And why couldn't you have been perfect? Mom, why did you do these things? Daddy, why did you do these things? And why didn't you do these? And why did you abandon me? And why did you make me wear blue jeans without holes in them? And there's only one reason. They did what they could do. You do what you can do at the moment that you do it. The only way you can acquire wisdom is to stop doing those incredibly debilitating things. Get yourselves together, and then you can act in wisdom. It doesn't mean that you will act in wisdom. It means there's hope. And you can spend your entire life blaming, wondering, this isn't my fault. And if these burdens, these fences, these walls cannot be gotten over, release it. It is done. And no amount of mourning or grieving can change it. It's done. It's over. You can make it better from here, or you can wallow in it, or you can take the glory of the expression and the experience and move forward into abundance and reward. Those are choices. And many will choose to sit over here on this stump and sulk. It will not change the circumstance, but you will rot on the stump. Because nobody is going to come pull you off your favorite stump. You can grow to it. But love comes with responsibility. Sometimes it can be learned early. Mostly it takes you 60, 70, 80, 90 years to understand that that which is gone is gone. And oh my, when you have a foundation of love upon which to have a relationship, how wonderful it is. And still, any that does not wish to participate is blessed and released. Not loved less. Only release. Every being, every individual has a right to make that journey, be it in error or be it in perfection. And I want anyone around to show me who did it in perfection. You're still struggling, aren't you? We have an opportunity to get it pretty close to perfection. And it ain't dull. Who ever thought we'd have to hide from the CIA and the BATF? Who ever thought the ATF would want you? You're getting actually to play with some pretty exciting players in history. You haven't quite figured them out, who they are. But I want to tell you, some of your close friends anymore beat James Bond all to heck. And your daily life isn't far from that, and you just go merrily along while the bullets zing back and forth behind your head, and you think, the noise is a little heavy today. Tell me what Callie has about the earth opening up.
There is no reason to consult that today.
I'll take care of that too. I believe that responsibility starts right at command.
Don't be too hard. Kelly had a hard week too this week.
I love it. I want Warren to be sure and get the message that there is no peace in this valley unless you make it. Their little get in touch with super ETs out in space is the equivalent of a massive grid work of just crossfire through your brains. And you see, you don't brainwash anymore. That is what is meant by the truth will allow you freedom. They cannot brainwash you as long as you remain in the light, because that keeps you out of their frequency system. Your brain is good enough, it will just manipulate just like a harp, only infinitely. And once you ask for that protection, whatever signal is thrust at you, unless you let it continue, you can counter. And the farther we go, the faster you can count it. But they're not going to stop. And the minute you want to grovel a little bit or get sick or whatever, go right ahead, enjoy it. Because you will. So if you've got to grovel, you really get down there and feel sorry for yourself and grovel, grovel, grovel properly. Do a good job of it, because when I'm tired of it, I'm going to hit you and you'll go right back to work. And it's better if you feel good. We are going to have fun. Now, I don't know how you want to spell that. Some people think that we must make this journey with long, dreary faces and zero. Let's all go out and line up along the road and let everybody run over us. That is not God-like. God is abundance. Don't